I sold my business. And in this episode, I'm going to share everything from how I got the idea to how I built it to how I sold it. I'm going to take you inside all of it from somebody who knows nothing about the industry I created this business in. And I know nothing about selling a business either, but I made it happen. I'm going to tell you how you can too. If you are interested in creating something and then you realize, I don't really like what I created. I want to get out of here, but I want to like profit off of it too. So in 2017, 18, 19, podcasting really blew up. And I experienced firsthand the benefits of being a guest on a podcast. Like, I saw email list growth, clients started finding me and working with me because they heard me as a guest on a podcast. So I said, there's got to be an easier way to find out who you should pitch than just scrolling through the podcast app. There's millions of podcasts in the podcast app. There has to be a better way to like narrow this down to build a list. So in the PR industry, there are softwares like Cision, Muckrack, Meltwater, Critical Mention. There's a lot of different ones that people invest thousands and thousands of dollars in every year to build a pitch list. So say you want to be in Oprah's magazine when she had the magazine. You could build a list of every writer with their contact information, the stuff they covered at O Magazine. Say you wanted to reach out to people who wrote about females in entrepreneurship, and it was maybe a real estate focus. You could put all of those keywords into this software and export all of the writers and their contact information for people who wrote about females and real estate. The problem was that nobody was doing this for podcasts. So I sent so many emails over the period of 2 or 3 years saying, hey, could you please add podcasts to your platform? And could you include podcasts that are like active now? Because another problem with the apps is that they will include podcasts in there because they started a podcast, but maybe they haven't released a new episode in 3 years. Well, you can still find them in the app. I didn't want to find those. So I got this idea where it would be like those softwares, but it would only focus on podcasts and it would only focus on top ranked podcasts. Thinking most of the top ranked podcasts are going to be active. They're going to be releasing new episodes. Not very commonly does a podcast that has gone inactive see a whole bunch of traffic that they're in the top. I think the only time this happens is if it's like a true crime podcast, like the Serial podcast, like we're hearing news about the person in that first podcast. So maybe people are going back and listening, but they're not releasing new episodes. But that's probably not the best example because that's not a podcast you would pitch to be a guest on. Anywho, you get my point. Nobody was doing this. So at the time, I was in a mastermind that was run by Jason Swank, and it had a whole bunch of marketing agencies in it. I actually talked about this on the last podcast episode, if you haven't listened. I broke down the 10 business coaching and masterminds I've been a part of. So one of them, I met somebody and I was like, can you create this for me? Like, I have this idea, but I don't know anything about technology. So can somebody just create it for me? So she created it, her and her team created it. And then we launched it. And right after launch, it was like, no good. Like, there was a problem with the way they created it. It just wasn't good. They couldn't fix things that were breaking. So they hired somebody else to fix things that were breaking. And that person I ended up working with till I sold the business. So that person kind of rebuilt Podcast Clout. That's what I ended up calling it. I was searching for a name that would kind of explain what it meant. And then I had to make sure it was available. So I had to make sure it wasn't trademarked. I had to make sure I could get podcastclout.com, all of the things. So I found it and that's what I named it. I started working with this guy who fixed it and he became like my support person if anybody was having problems. And then when I first launched it, I was doing live demos. I was like telling people, meet me on Zoom, I'll show you how to work it and all of the things, and then you can buy it after. This product was so low priced that it was such a waste of my time to do these demos and I didn't realize it. So instead, I moved from a demo to a free trial. So you can hop in there, you can try Podcast Clout out, and the free trial let you download 10 contacts. So you could build a pitch list of 10. And then if you wanted more than that, you would have to upgrade to either a 6-month subscription or an annual subscription. So let me tell you how I was getting customers. I'm in a few Facebook groups for PR agencies. So I would post about it when people would ask, like, how are you making your podcast pitch list? I would post about it on social media. I would talk about it when I was a guest on podcasts. And that's kind of how it happened. Now, to be transparent, like, I wasn't growing like crazy because that's the only thing I was doing. I hired a company to help me find partnerships so they could market Podcast Clout to their audiences. The company I first hired, I think I paid them like $3,500 a month. After 2 months and not hearing a word from them, I was like, okay, you need to give me my money back. You clearly did nothing. That sucked. Then I hired a guy who was like a freelancer, paid him $1,500 a month to find me partners to do the same thing. He was better and he actually had conversations with people, but I don't think we stayed together long enough to see the fruit of his labor. He ended up having a death in the family and he stopped. And then by that point, I was like, I don't even like doing this. I just wanted the software to use. I don't want to spend my time and energy growing it. So this was, I launched it in the spring of 2020, like literally the month everything shut down. And then 2021, it was growing. 2022, it started going downhill. I mean, the revenue was decreasing. And that is because I wasn't doing anything. So naturally, revenue is going to decrease. So I said, okay, let me see if I can just sell this. Like, let me just get rid of it and take like a chunk of money instead of just letting it die out. So again, not only do I know nothing about technology or software, but I also know nothing about selling a company. At that time, I was subscribed to a newsletter called Acquired. We got acquired, they got acquired, maybe just acquired, something like that. And in one of those emails, it was like, thinking of selling a business? Contact Quiet Light. So I sent an email to this company named Quiet Light, and they hooked me up with somebody named Walker Diable. And Walker apparently is like a celebrity in the buying business to grow business space. He wrote a book called Buy Then Build. He's done some talks on it, and he is like the nicest, sweetest, most down-to-earth person to talk to and to work with. I just did whatever he told me to do. First, he sent me this big, long questionnaire answering a whole bunch of questions, like, tell me why you created this, what problem are you solving, how can you improve it, why are you selling, all of that stuff. And then he went to his network and he was like, hey, I have this company who wants to buy it. And then I would get on the phone with these people who wanted to buy it along with Walker and just answer their questions. Then we would go through a due diligence period if they wanted to move forward, and that's when they looked at all of the books. So tip, if you want to eventually sell a business, you got to have good books. Like, I know as business owners, it's easy to write some things off that could be a business expense, but also could not be. So if you are interested in selling a business, then make sure it's like a for sure business expense, because you want it to look as attractive as possible to the person buying it. In the software space, there's like a rule, or I guess kind of a benchmark, I guess you could call it, where to sell software, it's like if you make less than $1 million in profit, you could sell it for 2 to 3 times what that profit number is. Something like that. The problem I had in my business is my revenue wasn't a lot, right? Like, it was enough, but it wasn't a lot. It was enough to sell. Let's put it like that. Not really enough to live off of. I never paid myself. It just went into the bank account because, again, this was like a side hustle. Media Maven is the main thing. So the money that came in, it just kind of sat in the bank account. And then sometimes I would put money back into it, you know, like hiring those people I mentioned. So I didn't have a ton of profit, but I had some. So it's like, okay, maybe I'd like to sell for 2 to 3 times this. But then you also have to look at the age of the company. Because it was just 2-3 years old, it wasn't worth as much as maybe a company making the same amount of money but has been around longer. So we worked together on the money. I said, this is how much I want to make, whatever, whatever. So that is what he took to people in his company. And I really just, I mean, if I haven't made it clear, I wanted to sell this because just my heart wasn't in it. I didn't want to do the work it took to grow it. Like, whenever I would get an email about somebody who had a question, I'm like, oh, now I have to answer this email about Podcast Clout. I just didn't want to do it anymore. And again, instead of just letting it fizzle out, it's like, let me just get a chunk of money here and not be involved anymore. But the funny thing is that I'm still kind of involved. I am 10% owner still. And the reason is because the two guys who ended up purchasing Podcast Clout wanted me to stay on as like an advisor, and my payment is 10%. So how this works is, after they start being profitable with Podcast Clout, I will get 10% of the distributions and then whatever they end up selling it for. And I've passed along my ideas to them, and I tell them about the industry, what people are looking for. Whenever I see anything happening, I pass it on to them. And then we're gonna start having regular calls. But again, this like all just happened. I just sold the business in March. So that is a story of how I got the idea, how I created, how I built, and how I sold my software business, knowing absolutely nothing about software. So if I can do it, then you can totally do it. And I think you could do it way better than me because one, you may actually be interested in doing more. I just wanted something to use and nobody else was creating it. And even still, like since I created Podcast Clout, there's been a lot of podcast databases that have popped up. But again, they include millions of podcasts. They don't focus only on the top ranked ones. So you still have to sift through millions of podcasts. You don't know what you're gonna get. With Podcast Clout, I think the main differentiator, it only has the top podcasts from the last 90 days. If they have ranked in their category in the top 250 of their category in the last 90 days, they will be put into the database. And I did this again because if I'm going to spend time pitching a client to do a podcast interview, or even myself, if I'm going to do a podcast interview, I want to make sure I'm not wasting 20 to 30 minutes of my time. Like the focus should be on quality, not quantity. So that was the whole idea behind it. And I still think it is the only one who has that focus. Again, all of the other ones, it's just like a big database with millions of podcasts. I didn't want that. To me, that's like more work, more things to sift through. I just wanted to make it easy. So that is the reason it was created and then finally sold, because I was just like, just let me use it. I don't want to like work it anymore. That is it. If you have any questions, let me know. You can find me on Christina All Day on social media. And if you haven't yet, check out Podcast Clout. Just go to podcastclout.com, use that free trial, and let me know what you think. If you have ideas on how to make it better, please pass them along to me so I can pass them along to the majority owners. And then maybe they can make those tweaks as they continue to plan out how Podcast Clout is going to be so amazing. I'm so excited to see what they do with it. Again, I wish I had that drive. I just don't. So I'm going to sit on the sidelines and watch them work their magic.